You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Hi, it's Eve here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday. So last weekend, I got to hang out with some friends in their garden. We'd created a little COVID bubble, so it felt safe to see them, and they have a six-year-old. And we were chatting about her week and how things were. And she said in a very bold statement, "When I grow up, I want to be a teacher." You know, I really do think she will become a teacher. She was so adamant about it. On the drive home, it got me thinking about that statement. When I grow up, I want to be. Now, when I was her age, I was adamant that I wanted to be an astronaut, then a professional horse rider, and then an actress. I never once said, "When I grow up, I want to be a meditation teacher." But here I am doing this, and it's the one job in my life that feels like I should be doing it. But it took a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs to get here. And I bring this up as I think so often in life we have a fixed idea about what we should be doing. And unless we do it, we've somehow failed. And what's more, society tells us that that is the thing we should do for the rest of our life. As it turned out, after I finished college, I just had to get a job. I'd been left with a lot of debt and needed to focus on getting out of that, as is the case for many, many millions of people. You know, the decisions we make might not necessarily be driven by our hopes and dreams. They come from the practical and realistic nature of life. So no, I did not become an astronaut, a professional horse rider, or an actress. I ended up working as a waitress because, yes, getting a job straight out of college can be hard. Then my path took me to work in advertising, which I did for quite a few years, and it ultimately led me to try meditation. You see, I was stressed. Really stressed. Actually, that debt I had tried to get rid of was still plaguing me. And my dad had been unwell for a number of years. I wasn't sleeping well. I was no fun to be around. And I was pretty unhappy. Not really sure what I was supposed to be doing. And a very dear friend suggested I try meditation. And I pushed it away for quite a while, telling myself that I didn't need that. The truth is, I knew nothing about it. Until eventually things got so bad, I did give it a go. After my first session, did I suddenly quit my job and go and train as a teacher? No. But over time, I started to see that actually, maybe there were some other things I could try. Just because I was on one path, it didn't mean I couldn't change directions. You know, we all have responsibilities, and work is a way of life for most of us. We have people to care for and commitments to keep. But we don't have to be defined just by our work. It is one important part of life, for sure. But as we grow and change, why can't what we do for a living change and flow too? So coming back to that statement, when I grow up, I want to be... The truth is, when are we grown up? Society and the media are very good at telling us that we should be at a certain point in our life by a certain age. But I think the answer is never. You know, when I told my parents I was going to quit my job and go to work at a meditation company, they thought I'd gone crazy. So this is not about just throwing in the towel. But I think if we're able to open space for that sense of curiosity to come alive, we may find that what we're doing is not really making us happy. And that was certainly the case for me. So with that in mind, I can still keep the door open to my childhood dreams. As you never know, NASA may need a meditation teacher. Thanks for tuning in today, and I hope you never grow up either.